Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm proud to support the replacement plan released by the House of Representatives and encouraged by members of both parties. It follows the guidelines I laid out in my congressional address, a plan that will lower costs, expand choices, increase competition, and ensure health care access for all Americans.
Well, that was the president yesterday saying he's on board with this plan that's emerging up on Capitol Hill to replace Obamacare. Joining us on the line right now is economist Steve Moore, former Trump campaign advisor. He's, of course, with the Fair Heritage Foundation. Good morning to you, Steve.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on board. Okay, so look, we've begun to see the beginning of opening salvo in this effort to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's not, I think, what some people wanted. What's your take on it?
Well, you're seeing a little bit of a family food fight right now within the Republican Party about, I mean, there's full agreement among all Republicans, and I think most of the American public, that Obamacare has to go. It has to be repealed. The hard part, Brian and Mary, is what do you replace it with? And the problem is Republicans don't have one plan. They have 10 plans. And they came out with a draft plan, let's see, that was Monday night. And some people have taken some shots at it. I don't like everything in it. I think a lot of my conservative friends say, look, why don't you do full repeal of the bill? Because it does, the draft plan that was released the other night does preserve some of the elements of Obamacare, and that makes people like my friend Rand Paul very nervous. The challenge here is going to be, you know, coming up with a bill that you can get. I think you can get a bill to repeal and replace Obamacare through the House. The Senate, where you only have 52 Republicans and you can't lose, you know, more than two, it becomes a real challenge. You got to get a bill that appeals to both Rand Paul and, you know, Susan Collins, and more on the left side of the Republican
spectrum. Yeah, the Senate definitely a heavier lift. But a lot of people have said, well, you know, it's not everything I wanted to see. And the president says, don't worry. This is just phase one. Phase two and phase three are coming. Are you okay with this piecemeal approach to it?
Well, look, I do think it's so – let me put it like this. I don't think that Donald Trump would have won this election had it not been for the incredible collapse of Obamacare. I mean, I live in Virginia. You know, instead of saving $2,500 on our insurance, as Barack Obama promised, you know, our insurance costs have gone up by thousands of dollars. I was just in Arizona, Brian, last week, and, you know, in Arizona, people's premiums have doubled. Just in 1 year under Obamacare. So it is not affordable. We should call it the Unaffordable Care Act. So I am on board of getting rid of it, but there's one thing I'm concerned about, Brian. Remember what Republicans made fun of Nancy Pelosi, remember, for saying, you know, we'll read the bill after we vote on it?
Yeah.
I just hope Republicans don't do the same thing.
Well, this bill is only, 123 pages, as opposed to the thousands and thousands of pages.
That's a great point.
So I think this one's a little bit more doable. Here's the thing. I like the idea of having this being piecemeal. And there are things in this that are good, right? Like the health savings accounts, almost doubling the amount of money that people can contribute and broaden how people can use the money. Isn't that a good step forward?
Yes, definitely. I think it is a very good step forward. There's a lot to like in this. One of the things as an economist I like a lot is that it's starting in 2018, all the Obamacare taxes would go away, and I think those did severe damage to the economy, the higher capital gains and dividend tax and the tax on the medical equipment. I agree with you entirely on medical savings accounts. In fact, my only problem with the bill is that I wish it expanded medical savings accounts even more aggressively, because that's the solution.
Yes.
If we're going to bring healthcare costs down, you need two things. You need much more competition among health insurance companies. By the way, this is an amazing statistic. Under Obamacare today, in one out of every three counties in America, I think Trump mentioned this in his State of the Union address, one out of every three counties, there's only one insurance company. So there's, you know, if you only got one insurance company, there's no competition at all, and you're not going to lower class. By the way, last night I was on CNN with my friend Robert Rice, you know, from the Clinton administration. And his solution to this, which is the left solution, how do you bring down costs? He said, let's just have a government-run healthcare system, a single-payer system. I'm like, Bob, you know, that's not, no competition at all. That's one insurance.
What about addressing tort reform? There is a tort reform, once again, is not addressed in this. And a friend of mine who's a physician texted me to say, studies show that about 40% of ordered tests are done for protection from lawsuits.
Boy, that's true.
Would we not save a ton of money if we had tort reform?
Yes, absolutely. You could save potentially tens of billions of dollars. And this is just a sort of a tax on the American patients that goes to the tort bar. And you're exactly right. We should do that. And the other thing we have to do, we must do, is allow people to buy insurance across state lines.
Yes,
and
right.
Talked about this the other night.
And that's phase two and three, right?
Yeah, I live in Virginia. I have an auto insurance policy in Ohio. You know, why can't it? But you can't do that with health insurance. So, you know, that limits people's choices. There's a very simple rule of economics. The more competition you have,
exactly,
the more you drive down prices. We don't have enough competition in the health insurance industry. But this is going to be some tough sledding ahead. I mean, you know, you've got some of my conservative friends are really slugging at this thing, saying it's not acceptable. I think you're going to see some rounds of negotiations. But I'll tell your listeners this, guys. I think there's a 95% chance before the end of the year, we are going to see Obamacare repealed.
All right. Let me ask you a question, though, because a lot of economists really wanted to see the tax cut first. And apparently the president has come to the conclusion that you can't do a tax cut until you know what Obamacare is going to cost.
Well, Brian, you must be listening to my good friend Larry Kudlow.
Yes, that's exactly who I was thinking about. That's
good. Because Larry and I, you know, think alike. We had a piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple weeks ago on exactly this point. It's my one frustration. I think we got to get this tax cut done right away. Larry's right. I listen to every what morning is he on WMAL with you guys?
Saturdays.
But anyway, he is exactly right about that. We have to do two things this year. We got to have Obamacare repealed. We got to get the tax cut done. And Brian, you know what's so interesting is the senators say, we don't have enough time to do this. You know, wait a minute. You guys get to work on Tuesday morning. You leave on Thursday night. How about having these guys work 6 or 7 days?
Yeah, there you go.
The clock?
What a concept. Well, now you're just doing crazy talk. In Washington, making Congress working. I'm sort of okay with them not being here. But listen, Steve Moore, thank you so much. We're running out of time here. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you joining us.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.